Testing. 1, 2, 3. I don't know if you can hear me, but we're going to keep this thing moving. Let's get on into a little bit of I ain't going back and forth with you ninjas. Living my best life. living my best life. Let's see where we can get this party started with. We had to do a redo because my sound keep going out. Matter of fact, it's probably...
Speak. Many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing.
Come on.
Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dough. Living check to check. Just one paycheck for being broke.
Being broke.
And don't let nothing happen like your car break down. On top of what you already owe. We all been there. Some still there. It don't matter where you at, man.
I'm country with it, lights real ride. Here's two dough on that cow high. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day.
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, Kangos.
I'm country.
I'm country.
You see the country talk. You see the country walk. You feel the country homie. You feel the country homie. I'm country.
Country,
homie, it's just a country, homie. Country, no country. the country, yeah, we own now. From Atlanta back to Houston, got them living every song now. So put your boots on and hold your cup tight. We about to hit the trail, right? We gonna party all night.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
All right, Pam, can you hear me? I need you to send me a smoke signal. Can you hear me, girl?
I can hear you. How am I supposed to use the thing online?
Can you hear me? Online. Yeah. All I'm saying. Online, on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my sister. She's doing a sound check for me because we ran it. Listen, it was stormy here in Houston, baby. Let me tell y'all something, man. It was a mess. It was a straight up mess. Everything, the lights, everything went out. But listen, if you know me, I don't give up like that, okay? So we just waited a little while, okay? And then did what we needed to do, period. Why? Because we can, all right? The last song y'all heard was Country by none other than Marcel Casanova right here on 5926 Central. Since we are in a party, okay? I think we are in a party. I think we could, you know, count this as a party. What do you think? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see what else we got. We got Southern Love, right? We got Southern Love. We might play that in just a little while. Y'all understand me. We got a little bit of, like we played on the other show that got, you know, jacked up. We're going to play some things by Cash In, right? Let me find Cash In. We're going to play something by Cash In. We're going to play something by Thilla Cook, all that good stuff. Why? Because this is 5926 Central, and we live, y'all, right now on a big old Monday night. Let's see what Cash In talking about. Oh my God. I do it for my bad.
Cash. I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it. Tryna be the gold hustler like I'm broke, I just wanna get to the cash. I just wanna get a bag, ain't trip on the shit in the past. Cause I know people looking at me, so I gotta grind and make it happen. I spit facts, don't do no capping, I'm interested, can't do no lacking. This for my partners that's in the cage, keep your head up, I feel your pain. This for the ones we lost the pain, y'all faces still on my brain. I do me, I ain't switching lanes, keep it 100, you know how I'm coming. It's all about money, ain't calling, I'm running. It's up, then I'm dumping, ain't doing no front. This shit on my back, I'm the chosen one, go and get it, they don't owe me none. Got a heart, but it's a broken one. If you want loyalty, I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. When you look in my eyes, you gon' see the hood, you gon' see the rain, you gon' see the pain. That's the kind of shit that make you insane. I just hope you understood our trials and tribulations. I feel like I'm in a matrix. So many people were supposed to make it. That's why my drive is so amazing. Cause I'm not letting my niggas go back to the bullshit, nigga, that's lame. So I'm about to make a new way for all the people saying my name. When it's pouring down 5800, my brain cold ain't stopping. I'ma get it done, I'ma run it back like I'm Usain Bolt. If you ain't know, I'm just saying, no, that's my plan. I'ma stand on it like a man. And it's not a game, I'm not playing. I'm doing all that I can.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
All right, we back, we back, we back. I think Cash In made that. Listen, y'all. We go through what we gotta go through, but guess what? We gotta keep pressing on. What's going on, Zam?
A whole bunch of stuff. What's going on?
Okay, I'm here.
Nothing, girl. Just we on this. Listen, you know, them technical difficulties can knock you out the block. You know, well, Pam is on the, she could be on the show. She listened to the show live, you know, and doing tech support, you know, to make sure that that people can hear us. You know, it's just been a real weird night, like situation happening. Anyway, let's catch up. Last week, the week before that, I hear that it's a event brewing. That's what I hear. You know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, inform
definitely,
me.
Definitely.
You know,
well,
I don't. I don't want to be spreading no rumors.
And another Southern Love Experience concert, and this is for the summer, you know, back right before back to school, everybody all the kids go back to school and, you know, teachers go back and all of that stuff. So we have, of course, our featured artist, Marcel Casanova, and Billy Cook, Mr. So Iconic. But on this one, and of course, we still have the Essence of Soul.
Okay, come on now.
A couple more acts to the
roster,
to the event. Yeah. So we're gonna have Donnie Ray, who is a local blues artist here in East Texas. He's from Texarkana. And then we're also going to have the social media phenom, Najee. And for all of you listening, if you are anywhere on social media at all, especially Instagram and Twitter, I know you have seen the About to Go Lay Down clips that everybody's sharing and redoing and adding their own spin to. But Najee is the one who is behind that. You know, we know her as Quita, but her stage name is Najee, and she is off the chain. And luckily we were actually able to get her in right at the beginning of all of this. And you know me, I'm not a social media type, so I didn't know anything about it. But she went to school with my daughter. They were in choir together. So my daughter's been keeping me up on everything that she has going. So it's going to be a really, really good show. And it's going to be September. No, that's the wrong. I'm getting my shows mixed up. It's going to be August 21st. And it's going to be in Hope, Arkansas at the Coliseum, at the Fair Park Coliseum. Then you guys do not want to miss the show. Now, if you want to get your tickets pre-sale, you can cash out Shazam 382. If you have any questions at all pertaining to any part of the show, you can contact Cook the Show Productions at 832-308-0364. And we look forward to seeing you there. Now, it is August 21st, but you got plenty of time to get in. And I know a lot of schools start like the middle of August. I think like the 12th, 13th, somewhere around there. But it'll be an awesome show, and it'll be very well worth you coming out to see.
Well, I know the experience. Now, I have yet to hear the new artist. We're going to drop her name a couple of times, make sure that everybody gets that name just ingrained in their brain. Get ready. Now, it's the other young man you said is on there, who, you know, besides, and the Right Touch Band, accompanied by the Right Touch Band. But
Of course.
Did you say Donna Ray?
Donnie Ray.
Okay, yeah. We can find him on social media as well, right?
Oh, definitely. He's a blues artist, and he's a very well-known blues artist. And he originated here in East Texas. He actually is from Texarkana as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. His information is pretty much, you know, his name is spelled Donnie. And Ray, R-A-Y. Pretty simple.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And then for Ms. Najee, and I want to say this is on Instagram. Jayla, if you're listening, I need you to verify. It's
underscore she underscore Najee, N-A-J-E. And that's her Instagram, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so it's going to be a really, really, a really good show, and awesome. And we have some other things in the work, in the working, you know, going along with that. So just stay tuned in, and I'm going to try my best to do better about being on time and everything. But it's just, even my own kids say that they don't even, I'm busy all the time, so they don't get to talk to me like they normally do. But, yeah, I've been working.
Sounds good for me, you know. Let me tell y'all something about the Southern Love Experience. Oh, my God. When we were planning for it, Pam, you need to go on and call into the show, 347-826-9424. Pam, call into the show. But, oh, my God. So tell us, look, I don't know what, I mean, I've heard of the artists about that. Is this going to be a different type of Southern Love Experience, or is it going to be the same type? What's happening? Tell us about the Coliseum. That sounds major right there.
Well, I mean, it sounds major. Well, it is major.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know about
Thank
the Coliseum part, but the Southern Love Experience part that's going to be going on at the Coliseum is major.
It's major, exactly.
And it's usually, well, it's in Hope, Arkansas, and it's at their main park.
Uh-huh.
And it's where they normally have the Watermelon Festival. If you know anything about Hope, they're infamous for their Watermelon Festival that they have every year. And it's usually in August. The Coliseum, it's a fairly large building, and that's usually where they have the rodeo and all of that stuff. So yeah, it's gonna be a big to do, and we're actually working on an after party as well. So I will get with you now on the information about the after party as soon as I get everything solidified with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, let me tell y'all something. These Cook for Show events is. It's not, you know how you'd be like, oh, we're going to go. Listen, this Southern Love Experience, man, you got to be ready for it. You got to understand this is major. You got to understand that you need to be there. Okay? I'm not anybody playing with you. You need to be
need
there.
Okay?
Need to be there. Listen, when I tell you them cook boys
will not disappoint.
My God, them cook boys showed out. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Showed out. And then we didn't, the Right Touch Band, accompanied by the Right Touch Band, got to send a holler out, shout out, a smoke signal, what's that, the Morse code, whatever.
Morse code, SOS.
SOS. Dude, we're going to fly by on an airplane. Just look up. Look, a fool. Do you hear what I'm saying? I got to sing with the band at the last Cook for Show event. And I don't know what I was singing, but, I mean, they make you want to sing. I mean, for real, though, you know. And then everything was right. All I got to say is, oh, this is the question. Will there be room to dance?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Then it's really on and popping.
There will be room to dance at this one. It's a much larger venue, and it's not as packed.
Oh, this is coming.
Yeah, this is going to be out of control. Out of control. Oh, my God.
And then this.
Wait, you know I got to fix that. Let me rewind. Listen, I'm not talking about out of control where y'all finna come to act a fool. I'm talking about out of control where you ain't going to believe the vocals. You're not going to believe. Listen, this ain't auto tunes. This ain't.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Straight talent.
They could stop the music and it's still a concert, you know. I'm just trying to warn y'all, get yourself together. And don't be trying to bring somebody rinky-dink up in there. Bring somebody you're trying to impress. I'm telling you, there's somebody you trying to impress them. You understand? Bring somebody that you trying to get to forgive you. I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you. Bring somebody that you need forgiveness from. I promise you, it's going to be all right after this concert. Your whole life going to be different. You understand me? I'm just saying. You know, and come ready to dance. Don't be coming up in there being a wallflower and all that kind of stuff. You just sitting looking at everybody. Get your dancing shoes on. It's about to be crazy up in here. Matter of fact, while we are here, let's segue right into this song. I played country on the Scrapped show. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So why don't I just go ahead? I'm gonna play a little Southern Love. I want y'all to just have a taste of what's gonna go down. What's that date again, Zam, for us? Come on, give it to us.
August 21st.
Let me make sure.
It's gonna start early. The doors are going to open at 4.
Mm-hmm. All right.
4, and, yeah, you'll probably be on the floor by 4:15.
Again, y'all. Summer of 2021. Southern Love Experience. Saturday, August the 21st, 2021. Featuring Donny Ray, Marcel Casanova, Billy Cook, a.k.a. Mr. So Iconic, accompanied by the Right Touch Band. I'm not done. The Essence of Soul special guest, what is it, Najee, I did that thing right there. Doors open, like she said, at 4 p.m. until tickets and door admission, $30. Go ahead and prepay via Cash App at $ Shazam. Oh, for those of you who can't spell it, here it goes. Shazam 382, or call 832-308-0364. All right, you're listening to 5926 Central. We'll be right back after Southern Love.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here? Let's turn the love. There ain't no ancient secret, ain't
question, how do we have it made? We got it made. When things get too hot, we sit in our own shade.
All right, we are back. How about that? We are back. We are back. Hey, we are back. That song you just heard was called Southern Love by none other than Marcel Casanova. Listen, this Southern Love experience is going to bring y'all together. Listen, you, look, the one we had, well, not we, the one that my sister, Shazam,
and we had
Boss Lady. The one she had, okay, listen. Okay, we all was there. Listen, it was awesome. And I'm telling y'all right now, this is not a joke. You need to be there. Look, my sister, my other sister, y'all got 100 of them. Listen, she's on this phone, and I told her to come up. Pam. Pam.
Yes.
Girl, why don't you say something?
Huh?
Girl, she's something else, ain't she? Yeah. Pam, something else. Listen. So tonight's show, we went through so many curves and twists and all that kind of stuff to get the show together tonight. It is storming here in Houston, Texas. I'm gonna tell y'all just how quick the weather went bad. I went outside, fed the dogs, played around with the dogs, these pit bulls, beautiful pit bulls, okay? And oh, it was beautiful. Sun was shining, it was hot, understand me. Came in the house, took a shower, came in the living room, storming like it's been storming all day. Looked like it had been storming all day. Oh, my God. My Lord. Ridiculous. So I was looking outside, and I just started a new job, right? And working 9 to 5. Well, it's 8 to 5, but anyway. Love the job. I get to walk into, you know, go to the office, you know, feel important and like I'm like a business lady. I really am, but it was a new, neat little feeling because I'm usually like doing a transport job, right? This is a transport job too, kind of, sort of, but it got a little, you know, cubicle with it. So I'm excited. And it got coworkers. Right. It got like co-workers. I can actually, you know, put a picture on a, you know, on a desk, you know, so.
Right.
So I'm excited about it. But let me tell y'all what happened, though. I woke up this morning, Sam, and my face was swollen. I'm not talking about sleep swollen. I'm talking about swole. Now, this happened to me before, okay? I had to, did I tell y'all the story about the ibuprofen? Did I tell you about it, Sam? I call it ibuprofenate. I call it ibuprofenated because what happened to me was tragic, okay? Listen, about a couple of months ago, my husband gave me 2 ibuprofens. I didn't read the bottle. I took the ibuprofens because I trust him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Took the ibuprofen. By the time I got to the resale shop, you know, because I was working on my resale shop, my little thrift store, by the time I got to the thrift store, I had hives all over me. My face has started to swell, okay? My scalp was itching so bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm in this whole conversation with my husband. I ain't worried about it. I'm just, you know, scratching, you know, just, you know, you just scratching. I ain't thinking nothing about it, okay? Get to the resale shop, hives everywhere. I'm looking. I'm like, what in the world? Okay. So we head back to the house. He heads to Walgreens. I'm at the shop. I'm like, forget Walgreens. Take me home. I'm going through a transformation. I could feel my face. When I say, listen, Zam, I was clumping out. That's what I call it. I'm talking about my face was huge. So I get home. I'm trying to think what I took. I realized, yeah, I took the ibuprofen, right? The ibuprofen, right? Girl, look on the bottle. Because I'm looking on, because you know we go to Google. We go to the smartphone. We Google it. So Google the ibuprofen. You know, can you have an allergic reaction? So it said you can have an allergic reaction if you take too much of it. Girl, why mm-hmm. I look on the bottle and each tablet I took, too, was 800 milligrams. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Oh, each one was
800? Each one was 800 milligrams. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay. So I'm panicking. Because guess what's starting to swell up now? First, I went ahead and took about 15, not 15, but, you know, quite a bit of Benadryl. I'm like,
right.
Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Because it says you will OD, right? Taking that much, you will OD. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh my God, I can feel that. I'm talking about the inside of my neck start swelling. I'm talking about my eyes, everything, hands swole, hives everywhere. Oh my God, Sam, I'm panicking. I say, okay, I took the Benadryl. Let me give it time to work. So I sit down, girl. My tongue starts swelling. Inside of my mouth starts swelling. Oh, my God. I'm about to lose it. James, he went to Home Depot. I'm sitting at the house with Jesus. I go get ice, right? Because you know what goes on in our head. Ice will take the swelling down, right? Girl, I got big, you know, like handfuls of ice, shoved them in my mouth, right? Putting them all over my face. So on top of all these Benadryls, so my tongue went down in the front, right, went down. In the back,
but not,
it was still, the girl, it was still sweating. Oh, my God. So I told my, I called James, I said, my tongue is swelling up. You're going to have to come get me because my tongue is swelling up, right? If my tongue swell up, I'm not going to be able to breathe, okay? So I'm laid out on the couch waiting on James. So I got all this ice all over my face. I'm just, because I can't sit straight up. I got to lay back, right, so I can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
mm-hmm.
next thing, because I'm telling you, I ate up the Benadryl. Next thing you know, I just start praying, right? Mm-hmm. Girl, all of a sudden, my mouth loosened up, right? My neck started going down, thing. And everything started going down. My face even deflated, right? I started to see myself. I said, oh, okay, that's you right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. James get it. I said, okay, baby, I'm not going. I just need to lay down. Girl, woke up the next day. What, girl, when I say a monster, girl, I woke up. One side of my face was huge. Do you hear what I'm saying? One side of my face was, when I say big, girl, I say, oh, Lord Jesus, don't take me. I got so much to do. Lord, please, Jesus, please, Lord. So I called Mama. I say, Mama, what you allergic to? Oh, girl, I'm allergic to ibuprofen. I can't take whatever the it's a certain name for it, right? That's in ibuprofen. I can't take this. That. And I say, Mama, English, please. I said, because I just took ibuprofen. I say, I think I'm going to die. Somebody, you ain't going to die. She said, oh, yeah, I can't take that. I was like, don't you think it's important that we know what you allergic to? You know? Right. So I just said, okay. Huh?
But it wasn't important until you had to figure out what it was.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
We never talk about this, you know?
Yeah, I never really have allergies. I never, but see, and then the thing is, I had taken ibuprofen before, but you know, like a little pill, not no 800 milligrams, right?
Not 800.
Not two of them. Let's just talk about it. So, the Saturday, I had a body. My body was like aching real bad. Because I have some body aches, you know, for some reason when I wake up in the morning. So I said, okay, I ain't going to take ibuprofen. I'm going to take an Advil. Oh, my God.
Isn't that
the same thing? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This little ignorant.
Okay, so what's up with the Tylenol?
No, Tylenol different. So, girl, you're a little ignorant. Baby sister girl, listen. So I think I'm cool, right? Girl, by Sunday morning, I woke up clumped up again, girl. Oh my God. Lips, but this time it was disproportionate, right? So I'm clumped up. It's disproportionate. Huh?
Because you were laying on one side of your face?
Because I was laying on one side of my face. So I wake up looking like Two-Face. I'm in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, James, am I swollen? Oh, you little puppy. Dude. A little? Dude, are you looking at me? Oh, my God. Couldn't put no makeup on because not only, now the Advil, not only swole me up, but it caused irritation all in my face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eyelids, swole, you know, just did a number on me. And my husband, oh, you're just a little puffy. Don't I look good in my suit? I'm looking at him like, dude, I care nothing about your suit, dude. Oh, you look good, honey. Yeah, you fly. And walked. I just walked off because I was like, dude, I'm clumped up, you know? What are you doing? So, okay, Monday comes, right? Oh, I'm praying. I'm like, today comes, right? I'm like, I'm praying. I'm like, oh, I can't do this. Thank God the job says we have to wear masks, right? I was like, oh, I can make it. Oh, I can make it. Girl, so I'm in the office, right, with the mask on, and I can feel my lips swelling up under the mask. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And we done ran out of Benadryl. Ain't no Benadryl at the house because I ate them up 2 months ago. Girl. As soon as I got a lunch break, I was up in Walgreens. Girl, I didn't care who was looking at me. I couldn't breathe with the mask on. Girl, please. Girl, I was down in them Benadryls. Some people looking at me like, this lady is crazy. Then a roll is. Where did she come from? Then what really got me, I knew I had to take some Benadryl. I'm at the gas station, this snaggletooth dude trying to flirt. Hey. What's your name? No, listen. Listen, Ebola. That's what my name is. Look at me. Ebola. You see this lip? That's Ebola. That is Ebola. Girl, please. Girl, so finally, my face is down and I can feel the bones in my face. Cause, girl, it was a nightmare. It was major, girl, major nightmare.
It sounds like it was a major nightmare.
Oh my God. All I could think about, you know how you be making life decisions when stuff like that happens. I'd be like, oh my God, have I apologized to everybody? Oh my God. Oh, have I got it right? Who have I made mad? Who don't like me? I just, God loves you. Jesus is real. All that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing about it is, not that many people talk to you at work, but for some reason today, a lot of people are like, hey. Hey, I was like, yeah, hey, how you doing? I got about 15 phone calls out the blue. You know, hey, this is your pastor. How you doing? I'm doing fine. Because I can barely talk. I'm doing fine. Oh, my God. It was like 100 phone calls in. I was like, this is a mess. Is this a mess? Done. I was done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what it was.
Well, I so hate it for you, little sister. I do. Can't do it.
Can't call in yet. She acting funny.
Oh, I thought she called in.
I got on my phone. She on my phone. I put on speaker.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say, Pam?
Somebody put me on blast.
Oh, there he is. You on the show. Say something, Pam. Stop listening to the show. You can't keep up with yourself when you listen to the show and talk. So,
don't put me on blast, ma'am.
Look, Zam said where you at. Now, there he is. What you going to do?
I'm right here.
What you going to do? We didn't got too old to fight. So what you going to do? Well, you can't do nothing anyway. What you going to do?
I'm going to sit right here, and I'm just going to listen at
you. I know you are. I know you because you can't do nothing. I'm on the phone. You on the phone. What you going to do?
I can't look at you, so I'm going to listen at you.
You going to listen at us? Okay. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Maybe next time.
There she is now.
Yeah. I hear her.
You hear that dog she got over there in the background?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't get on the radio.
Why you can't get on the radio?
He's barking at something that don't exist.
Pam, first of all, Penny has been on a number of shows with me. I didn't invite her.
I don't think Penny is like this.
She used to be. I'd be on the show talking to somebody, and she thinks that person really there, so she gets talking to him, too. It's okay. It's all right. All right, Pam, put you down. So, Zam, you know.
Next time.
Pam, we done had this show for almost a year now. When is, yeah, you supposed to be on the show, Pam. What's that about? Put you on blast, girl. What's that about? Anyway. Also, Pam is making pens now, and they are beautiful pens. And she's making dominoes now, and they are beautiful dominoes. They glow in the dark. Talk, Pam. I can't talk for you, girl. Come on, talk.
What you want me to say?
Say yes, I do. You know, people, I don't want to be accusing you of nothing.
Okay, indeed I do.
See how easy that was, girl? That ain't hard. Okay. All right.
I think just about now it's finally just about everybody has.
You say what now?
I said just about everybody has on now. Just
about. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if we can get our brother Marcus, because he's going to be the big movie producer dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be old. Yeah, we all got it.
I think everybody. Just about everybody.
They're doing their thing. Them talk about the T-shirt business. For real, though. For real,
yeah.
Though.
Man, look, our website should be up by, I think Justin just finished uploading T-shirts. Well, he's got complete everything. And then Mars Tuesday. So hopefully by Wednesday, the website will be up. So by the next show, I'll be able to give you the website information, everything for everybody to go on. And listen. We're doing T-shirts for almost every week. So when you go on there, be warned that if you don't want to see something, don't select that button.
I know that's right.
Let people know up front.
Listen.
Stay in your
lane. And if you want to... But then, and if you want to see it, click the button. Can't nobody watching you.
Yeah, click the button. And feel free to buy. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, stop tripping. Stop tripping, you know. And you think you're hiding something, but everybody see it anyway.
The titles speak for themselves. Therefore, when you go on the website, stay in your lane. If you see a title that does not pertain to you, do not select it.
Do not select it. Do not.
Yes. So, but I'll have all that information by the next show. Right now, we're just doing pop-ups for different events, like Trail Ride is real big on this end right now. So we're just doing pop-ups for that right now. And then when the website comes up, then everybody will get to purchase it.
Okay, I'm taking you out to speak because you're rude.
It's coming along.
Awesome sauce. All right, y'all, we're down to 30 seconds. So I'm going to really quick say we love you and good night. Zam, what you want to say really quick before this time run out?
Good night, everybody. I was glad to be able to come in tonight and stay posted about, check us out on our Cook the Show Facebook page and my Facebook page, Zam Witherspoon, and anybody else's Facebook page that is connected to the Cook. And you can see the.
All right, y'all. Listen, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it, but we got to go. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. Talk to you next Monday. Don't forget, 8 p.m. The only reason we were late tonight is because we had technical difficulties. But we promised to bring you content. So we'll be back next week. Make sure you tune in to 5926 Central with none other than Queenie and Shazam.
God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done.